Sunday Satsang, August 23rd, 2020. Radhakundam. Another question here. Another question about time and continually evolving universes. Time is differently expressed and differently measured in different places in the universe. First of all, the universes are not evolving. The Gita and Upanishads everywhere, the Vedas say, the universe is manifest and unmanifested time and time again. When Vishnu exhales, the universe comes into being. When he inhales, it goes back into his body. And everybody's karma, and all the jivas, they become absorbed in pradhan. All their karma becomes unmanifest until the next time of manifestation. That's the first point. Universes are not evolving eternally. They're appearing and disappearing. But as far as time, ninth canto of Bhagavatam, because in this Einstein, famous scientist of the 20th century, he developed a theory of relativity. He said time is relative, time and space continuum. The further you go out in space, the time factor is different. From the Bhagavatam in the third canto, it talks about the differential time factor. And this is a fact. So I'll just give that example. Ninth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 3, verses 29. It talks about a king from earth. This is a king from earth. And he was living in Dwapara Yuga. His name was Kakudmi. K-A-K-U-D-M-I, Kakudmi, and his daughter's name was Revati. So Bhagavatam 9.3.29 says, Kakudmi Revatim Kanyam Swamadaya Vibhum Gata Putra Varam Pariprashtum Brahmaloka Bhavartam. Taking his daughter Revati, Kukudmi went from earth planet to Lord Brahma in the Brahmaloka, which is transcendental to the three modes of material nature, inquired about a husband for her. So she was a virgin, and his daughter was a kanya, and he wanted to find a husband for her, Revati Kanya. So he was an earth planet, he traveled all the way to Brahmaloka. It's a very interesting story. Text 30. 9.3.30 Bhagavatam. When Kukudmi got there in Brahmaloka, there was a Gandharva singer who was engaged in performing for Lord Brahma, and Lord Brahma was busy with that performance. After a moment, when the Gandharva finished singing, Kukudmi offered his respects to Brahma and expressed his desire. 31. After hearing Kukudmi's plea that I arranged for a husband for his daughter, Revati, Lord Brahma is most powerful. Lord Brahma laughed. He laughed. He thought it was very funny. He said to Kukudmi, he said, O king, all of those who you have decided within the core of your heart to accept as your son-in-law, in other words, King Kukudmi had a daughter to marry, a daughter named Revati. He had many princes in mind that he would offer his daughter to. But he was unsettled, so he went to Brahma to get his advice. So when he got to Brahmaloka, Brahma was hearing a musical performance for a half hour, 15 minutes, singing Gandharva. So it was over, then Kukudmi said, please, can you help me decide which of these princes I should give away my daughter to? And Brahma laughed. He said, all those guys, all those princes that you've chosen to be your son-in-law, they've all died in the course of time. While you've been staying here in Brahmaloka, back in Earth planet where you came from, 27 Kshatriya Yugas have already passed. So the King Revati and King Kukudmi, they left this earth planet with a time factor happening here. They went to Brahmaloka, and they were gone for only, you know, a short time, half hour. Gandhara was singing for 20 minutes. And that 20 minutes of Brahma's time, 27 Kshatriya Yugas went by in the earth. And so Brahma's laughing. He finds it very funny. He says, we don't hear anything of the sons or grandsons or any other descendants, all those princes who you consider to be suitable to become your son-in-laws. So even though Kukudmi and his daughter Revati were in Brahmaloka for only an hour or so, when they returned to the earth, they found that millions of years had passed. So then Brahma said, oh king, leave this place and you go back to the earth. The very powerful Baladev, whose portion of Vishnu was present, offer the jewel of your daughter Revati to this jewel among men, Baladev, Balaram. So of course that's what happened. Balaram married Revati. There's a temple of Revati Balaram here at Radhakund. It's called the Radharaman Temple. When you go inside the Radharaman Temple, maybe Radharaman's there, I don't know. This is at Radhakund. But the main deity is a deity of Baladev and Revati. And they're also there in Tota Gopinath Temple in Puri. There's Revati and Vasudev and Revati and whoever, his other wife, Baladev, is there. Tota Gopinath and Puri. So this clearly shows a time differential. Just like we have Chaturmasya, 4 months of the rainy season here on Earth planet India, Bharat, June, July, August, September, 4 months of rainy season. So that's called Chaturmasya, 4 months. But for the demigods, not Brahma or Shiva, but all the minor demigods, over the Ganesh and everybody, they're all sleeping for 4 months. It's 4 months of our time, it's 4 months in Earth time, but in heavenly planets where they're all staying in higher planetary regions, it's only 8 hours. It's like people go to sleep here, they sleep for 8 hours. Same thing there. So 8 hours of time in Devaloka takes up 4 months. 4 months of Earth time is spent. So this is a fact of the universe, the time factor is everywhere different like that. But when you enter Goloka Vrindavan, Vrajagokul, that's eternal, it's Nitya. Jai Radhe.